Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
People are very passionate.
Yes, they are.
They're very, very passionate about certain things. Well, remember the flat earth people?
Yes.
And we always said, you know what? You can't fight with somebody that thinks the earth is flat. Right,
right? Because the convention was in town last week.
Yeah.
Thousands of people here. I don't know where you find thousands of people that think the earth is flat, but they did, and they had a convention.
Yeah. Somebody posted on that, by the way, and said, I bet there weren't a lot of astronauts there.
No. No.
Like, that's a great point.
Any pilots.
Right.
You
any
think
pilots,
about
any astronauts, yeah. Anyway, so the thing is, everybody has their passion about whatever it is.
Yes.
Apparently, there seems to be a lot of passion about you leaving the skin on your potatoes you make mashed potatoes.
Jeez, why is
this somebody
such a big
just
deal?
Texted and called you lazy and disgusting.
Yeah. Calling me names. Lazy and disgusting because I like skin on the potatoes.
Because you're lazy.
But it's not that, you texter. It's not that at all. It's I like the taste of it.
Nope, they said it's pure laziness.
I eat the skin on a baked potato.
I'm just telling you.
You know?
I just have never seen this kind of passion when it comes to just a mushy product.
Yeah, you leave my taters alone.
But lazy and disgusting?
Yeah.
That's a lot of passion.
Yeah.
Sure is.
They're calling you names.
I know.
I'm like kind of happy because it's usually me. So I just want you to know that you are lazy and disgusting.
Sure hit a nerve with those mashed potatoes, didn't we?
I know.
Whoa.
No, you're just getting all upset. You know what I think it is? I think it's the stress. Stress of Thanksgiving.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, people get stressed out.
I don't know. I posted the pictures of us trying to take a selfie at Jackson's for bingo. And I posted that and somebody wrote, wow, so much for aging gracefully.
Oh.
Who were they talking about, you or me?
I don't know. I don't know. I was just like, wow. That was a little harsh.
Yeah.
I felt like it was at me because it was a chick, and usually chicks attack chicks.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
I didn't feel like it was at you.
Yeah. Plus, I've aged really nicely.
You look hot.
Nicely.
Just like George Clooney.
Exactly.
So good. Wow, a lot of people says, I'm not even going to listen to your show anymore because you leave the skin on potato.
Oh, my goodness. God, I'll peel them, okay?
That said,
Lord,
you're
so mercy.
Lazy and disgusting, I'm not listening to this show anymore.
BJ, you'll go to hell.
You keep those.
You don't leave skin on potatoes.
Such a bad man you are. All right, anyway, let's see here. Adam Levine kind of hints that he is going to do the Super Bowl. They need to do a different act with him. Somebody dancey or something. I don't know who.
I think Maroon 5's a great band.
I love Maroon 5.
I guess you want something a little bit more showmanship, you know?
But they're just kind of a stand there band.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do about this. They got to get somebody with jazz hands.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know who you put up there with him.
You guys have any ideas?
Well, we all said Rihanna would be good.
Yeah.
But she won't do it because she's a Kaepernick fan.
Yeah. She
and
won't.
So she says she's not going to do it.
She's not going to sing.
I don't know.
What about the Little Kiss? Little Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Little Kiss is awesome.
Not seen them.
Oh, you're
missing
out.
Oh, my God.
So basically it's Kiss, only they're little?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're good.
Mini Kiss.
Oh, Mini Kiss.
Mini Kiss.
What about them?
Yeah. Sure.
I'd
sign
like
them
that.
Up.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
You know, if you're Maroon 5, though, you got to feel kind of bad about
it. I feel bad for them.
Because people are talking that they're not good enough for the Super Bowl. And so you're thinking, hey, how many hits do we have? 10, 12?
They have a lot.
They have a ton.
Yeah, lots of albums. I don't, anyway. He hints that he's going to play the Super Bowl, although the deal has not been inked.
It's a rumor.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny the truth of this rumor. It's definitely a rumor. And the rumor is a rumor that everyone seems to be discussing. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a great event, and when there's going to be a band performing or an artist of some kind performing at halftime.
Mm. So, and then he says something else that's really informative.
Whoever does it is probably, you know, equal parts nervous and excited. This is all speculative because I don't know who I'm talking about.
Right.
But,
if it were you, hypothetically.
If it were me, let's just say it was.
Let's say it is for this story.
If it were me, I'd be excited. I'd be nervous. You know, it's like a billion, gajillion people, bazillion. Is that a real number?
Yeah.
And so if I were doing it, which I can't confirm or deny I am, I would be, I'd be excited.
You're doing it.
He's doing it, Roy.
Just say
He's
it. Doing You're it, doing it.
He is doing it. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
We just got a text from that guy that I met on Friday, and that he had all those Nabisco products.
Yeah.
Where are those?
Oh, we've got them stashed for you. Ron, I'm ready. You ready for them?
Ron, I'm ready.
Ron, I'm ready.
I'm going to go get them.
Yeah.
I'll go get them.
I feel like he took them home.
Me too. Me too.
How many did you take home?
Oh, he just took off. Oh, he's going to go get them out
Ron
of his
Whittem?
Car. That's where he's going.
I know, exactly.
He's got him in the cube.
It's fine.
You
it's
know?
Fine. I don't need any cookies. God knows that. All right. Anyway, thanks to that guy, too. And thank you, everyone, that came out for Bar Bingo. It was insanity.
What a blast.
It was so fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, we had a really great time. And we'll let you know when the next one is, too. And we'll get you all in the door.
It felt like a laid-back crowd this time around, though, didn't it?
Well, we weren't upstairs. Upstairs was insanity.
Yeah, our floor, though,
our floor,
where we were at.
Were you, yeah.
I think they were all on Quaaludes or something.
What do you got there, son? You know? Are those all cookies? What is it, Girl Scouts? Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is your box.
I got a whole box?
Yeah.
A whole box.
I love graham crackers. Yeah, that what?
Thanks, Nabisco Man.
I love you, Nabisco Man.
Graham crackers.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you see what's in there.
That is crazy. And you didn't lift any, or did you get your own box?
I got my own box.
Oh, okay.
Why do I feel like all these are stolen from the plant?
Well, I feel like they're all expired.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, ooh.
I feel like, you know, that he's not supposed to take these and give them to us.
I don't think he is.
I just feel like it's all...
Or did they get wet or something?
Stolen merchandise.
No. Like,
yeah, what's going on here?
I don't know.
And they're in a banana box.
Everything about this feels sketchy.
Yeah, it does. There's something wrong with this story.
Did they get wet?
Did they rob a truck or something?
No, not that I'm aware of. There's just a John, gift
this
of appreciation.
Is not normal. This is not normal.
Nobody gives you
boxes of crackers
like,
and
crates.
Yeah, it's
we
not normal.
Crates.
Yeah. Really? It's like a heist happened over the weekend at Nabisco.
Maybe that's why they taste so sweet.
Maybe because they're forbidden. The forbidden Nabisco treats.
I don't know.
But you don't want to eat them?
Yeah. I may have to pass.
Really?
No way. Such good.
I may give mine to Dillard.
I've had a bite of just about everything that was in my box.
Yeah, when sure did they start doing fudge-covered Ritz crackers?
They are so good.
Did you see that? Fudge-covered Ritz crackers? When did they start doing that?
Yeah, I see them here in the box.
They're so good.
That seems wrong.
Oh,
all right,
there's
anyway.
These fudge-covered Oreos in there. Oh, my God.
Stolen.
Something feels a little shady.
It sure does.
It's a little fishy.
Yeah.
Just eat your crackers.
And shut up.
What a banana box. I mean, you would think the box itself would say Nabisco.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he works part-time at a banana store.
So, Chiquita. They're a Chiquita box.
All right. Anyway. Let's see here. Oh, gosh. Do we want to hear more Kardashians?
Oh, boy.
They get on my nerves so much.
I guess the episode was about the cheating.
Tristan, yeah. Let me just play one, and it'll be number four I'm going to play. It's where Tristan and Kris Jenner and the whole family sit down with Tristan to tell him he is a bad, bad person. And here's what Kim Kardashian said, how it all went down.
I think the combo was going okay at the beginning, and then it got heated, and I don't know. It just kind of took a left turn.
Then he got mad because my mom was like, you can make your decision. If you want to live this life of dating these Instagram whores and doing your thing, live that life.
Oh, my. And he said, okay.
Yeah.
She said, if you want to live that life, the Instagram horse, go right ahead. And he said, okay.
Boy, he didn't stop, did he?
No. No.
No. That's that thing. Once you accept it.
Yep. What just happened? The box fell? Oh, no. We lost our crackers.
I'm okay. It's okay, Sean. I don't need them. Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't watch crackers.
Fudge-covered Ritz crackers.
They're so good.
Who does fudge-covered Ritz crackers?
You notice, Sean, he's like a hawk. You know, a vulture. You know how a vulture will circle, you know, looking for its prey? He's waiting for us to say, here, Sean, take a couple of these home with you. Isn't he? He's waiting for us to peel off a couple of boxes.
Nothing. By the way, the Nabisco guy just texted us and he said, listen, I work for a food broker. These are samples. We're allowed to give them out. Go ahead and eat the cookies.
Woo!
They weren't stolen property.
We're sorry.
Sorry. Thank you. And we should just say thank
you. That's not showing our gratitude by saying you stole them out of the back of a semi-truck.
Although I will tell you, when my mom worked for UPS and something like, okay, so say they got a huge thing of, I don't know, makeup from Avon or something, and one of the nail polishes broke inside.
Yeah.
They had to throw the whole thing away and claim it.
Really?
My mom would be like, oh my God, there's thousands of things behind the UPS store. Thousands in the trash dumpster. Something to think about.
Yeah, maybe that's the next heist.
Mm-hmm.
Go behind one of the UPS stores.
And when I was in Vail, the guy at the bar told me this. He said that the trash dumpsters right by the big hotels, the Ritz and all that stuff, all these Saudi guys, they fly in. And they buy all their ski equipment. They have their people buy all their ski equipment, all of their outfits and everything. And then as soon as they're done skiing, they throw it away.
No.
What? Yes.
That can't be true.
They don't care to travel with it. They're billionaires. They're
I know, but no.
Yeah. He said they'll find like skis and all this stuff. And they just.
Wow. I used to work for Pepsi back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I worked loading trucks and different. Mm. You couldn't take a Pepsi.
No. Do you know at King Superberg, you can't even fill up a cup of Coke?
Nothing. No.
You can't take any of that.
You can't do that.
We got to work for Nabisco.
I throw a couple of cases of Mountain Dew in the trunk of your car. No, they'll bust you and fire you.
It's not okay. Anyway, what else do I have for you? Hold on. There's something else. David Arquette, he's doing this new bar brawl thing. It's called Deathmatch. It's sweeping the nation where you go into these bars. It's organized. And then you take chairs and you throw them over each other's heads. And I don't know what we're doing.
The guy that he fought, is that Nicolas Cage's son?
I don't know. It said Nick Cage.
It said Nick Cage, right?
Yeah, it did.
It's not the same Nick, right? It can't be.
It can't be.
It said Nick Gage.
Oh, I thought it said Cage.
I thought the same thing, too. And then when I re-looked at it, it's Nick Gage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Trickery.
Yeah.
Frankie Muniz's cat flooded it. There's nothing, okay? Frankie Muniz's cat flooded his house while he's at his uncle's funeral.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Whoa. So I guess the cat turned on the faucet, and the faucet was plugged up. And then when he got home, he saw all this water everywhere. It was because of his cat. Is that crazy?
Wait
yep.
a minute. How's a cat turn on a faucet? There's something fishy with this story.
No, it's one of those commercials.
We were there for that.
Yeah.
What's that commercial? What's that?
Farmers Insurance.
Farmers. I'll have like a picture of Frankie.
The ones that we've seen it all or something.
Yeah, we've seen it all.
Yeah.
By the way, how's your truck?
Not as bad as I thought.
Really?
No.
Good.
I was very pleased.
Skeptical.
Well, I wasn't pleased. But Lisa, my wife, she wrecks the truck.
Yeah.
She went up into the mountains, got in the parking garage, backed into a pillar in a parking garage, and scraped it up pretty good. But the bumper's still on, fender's still on.
Oh, good. I thought she ripped it off.
No, I'll show it to you later.
Yeah. But how much damage are you thinking?
Oh, probably a couple of grand.
Really?
Yeah.
Good,
yeah,
solid.
Yeah, it's solid. It's very noticeable.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
You love that truck.
I love it. I love it.
There's...
I can't believe it. I love it.
Sorry.
I'm sounding like Bill Clinton again.
Why are you doing
that? I don't know.
And then finally, I know you just got married, but they're saying no longer get married.
Yeah? Why?
It's, I don't know. Living together is the new popular thing for people to do.
I tried that for 10 years.
Yeah, she wanted you to put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Ah! All right, there you go. Down the trash. I'm done.
One other thing to bring up here.
Sure.
You watched that Clinton thing last night, didn't you?
I did. You know what? Two shows I watched over the weekend. One was Dirty John.
Yeah.
Dude, it's based on a true story.
Dirty John?
Yes, you would love it.
Who is it based on?
It's based on this woman that was completely snowed by a guy that just completely lied to her. It's so good.
Really?
It's only, there's only been one part now. I think it's a 5-part series, but I'm not sure if he kills her or what, because it's only, the previews just show knives and blood and stuff. But so far that I've seen, the one episode I've seen, he has completely suckered them all and he acts like he's a doctor, but really he's only a nurse. And I say only loosely. I'm just saying that he pretended to be a doctor.
Right.
And what we know so far is that he's not giving any of his patients their meds, and we think he's stealing them.
Oh.
It's so good.
People get busted for that all the time. They do.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.